श्री गणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्री गुरुदेवाय नमः। नीलाम्बुजश्यामलकोमलाङ्गं सीता समारोपितवामभागम् पाणौ महासायकचारुचापं नमामि रामं रघुवंशनाथं नमामि रामं रघुवंशनाथम्। हरि ओम्। हरे राम 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 सीता राम 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 हरे राम 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 सीता राम 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 हरे राम 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 सीता राम 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 हरे राम चंद्र की जय। When we left it last night, Bhagwan Shri Ram was telling about the virtues of bhakti. Bhakti is sukh khani, a very mine, a storehouse of all joy. And the person who engages in some disciplines, right, you get joy only at the end of the exercise. In some things that you are doing in life, only when it is finished, then you get some joy. Like, you work hard and work and work and work and then you buy a car and then only when you get the new car then, oh, now you feel happy. So many things in life are like that. And this Gyan Marg also, kashta like anything. This is what he's telling. Lot of trouble. Somewhere down the road, the person might become Jivan Mukta. Then only Ananda. But bhakti is such, the path is blissful as well as the means the path or the means is blissful as well as the goal is also blissful. That is what he means to say. Sukha khani, both while doing and the end also. Means and end, both blissful. Because the mean is what? See what nice bhajan we had. That is means also. So that is also blissful. Means and end, both. And for this bhakti, it will never come. That is, bhakti will never come if binu satasanga na pavahi prani. Individual will never get bhakti, never develop bhakti if he doesn't find himself in satsang. Satsang means association with great sages, saints, great souls, great people, or coming together. See, there are two things only. One is called satsang, the other is called kusang. how easy they distinguish also? Satsang and Kusang. Satsang is when we talk about Bhagwan. Kusang is when we talk about ourselves. It's so easy.
But we like Kusang more.
That is more blissful. We like to talk about ourselves and our achievements and our goals and aspirations and ambitions and what we want to do and what we did. And when we are finished exhausting what we did and what we like, when you start with our children and what my children are doing, what they, you know. Like, so everything surrounding ourselves. That is called the opposite of satsang. And when we forget all about ourselves, we forget about all the people around, and we only think about Bhagwan, we praise Bhagwan. Tat khatanam, tat chintanam, anyunyat tat prabodhanam, the Shastra say. Our Vidyaranya Swamiji, speak about him, talk about him, think about him, discuss about him. Then it's called as satsang. So that satsang only will bring bhakti. Then from that satsang, he tells, now this is number 33, which we have to see today. Punya punja binu milahi na santa. We'll never have the opportunity to have satsang with saints if we do not have a great big storehouse of punya. Punya means all meritorious deeds, all good things that we have done in this life, in past lives, and all we have to go on doing, all great things, wonderful things. Then we'll get the opportunity to have satsang. So satsang also is gotten only by doing punya. In English language we have sin and merit. So in Sanskrit we have papa, punya. So when we go on doing all good things, we'll, by the grace of Bhagwan, have this satsang with saints. And then satsangati, when we have this satsang, samsriti kara anta, we'll get a chance to bring our samsara to an end. And each person's samsara is specific to him only. See, my samsara is specific to me, your samsara is specific to you. Because some people see the snake and we say, oh, what a nice colorful snake. And they run to catch it. And some people see the snake and they run away. Oh, what terrible. They scream and run. It's the same samsara, you know. The same world. So one sees the snake and runs away. One sees the snake and runs towards. That's why everybody have their own samsara. Because same world, but our relationship with this world is so different. And no, that doesn't say anything also. See, look here. Suppose I love the snake. One man was telling another man. One man went to a psychiatrist and he told the doctor. He said, "Doc, my wife ill-treats me, you know. She beats me sometimes also." So that doctor says, "What is the matter with you? Are you a man or a mouse?" He said, "Doctor, I have to be a man because my wife is afraid of mouse." Hey, had I been a mouse, she would not have come close. So anyway, see, she's brave enough to stand up to her husband, but she's not brave enough to stand up to her
mouse.
You see? So you never know, but you can't say anything about something. A person may run towards that snake, and he loves the snake. But when he sees a frog, he runs away. How does samsara, how people respond to samsara, is an amazing thing. So you can never tell how a person's samsara will turn out. How he'll respond to this world, and how it'll affect him, and all that. Everybody's so unique in that. But one panacea is there. Universal remedy. Satsangati. Satsangati. Samsriti kara anta. By this satsang, that samsara will come to an end. Shankaracharya tells in his Bhaja Govindam very nicely, you must be knowing this. Satsangatve nisangatvam. Satsangatve nisangatvam. Nisangatve nirmohatvam. Nisangatve nirmohatve nishchalatatvam. Nishchalatatve jivanmukti. Nishchalatatve. Bhaja Govindam, Govindam bhaja mudamate. That verse is so famous, and it starts with satsang and ends with what? Jivan Mukti. Jivan Mukti comes only from satsang. Satsangatve nisangatvam. From satsang we develop, and this is the order he gives. We develop detachment. Nisangatve nirmohatvam. Detachment goes, delusions go. Nirmohatve nishchalatvam. Delusions go, the mind becomes calm, steady, balanced. Becomes unmoving, still. Nishchalatvam jivan mukti. When the mind becomes still, it's jivan mukti. But it starts from where? Satsang, and Jivan Mukti brings an end to our samsara, all samsriti. Huh? Very, very powerful thing, this satsang. Such type of descriptions you will not find anywhere in literature of the world. The power of satsang. Huh? Then he says, I'll tell you now what is my opinion about sadhana. So he tells, see, this is number 35 now. Punya ek jag maho nahi duja. Man kram vachan ve prapad puja. There is one great meritorious deed, just now he was telling, you know, we get satsang only through meritorious deeds. So he says now, one great meritorious deed which surpasses all other meritorious deeds. What is that? Mana krama bachana viprapada puja. With body, speech and mind, worship to the lotus feet of brahmanas, great souls, learned ones, wise ones. So, in Bhagwan's opinion, there is no better punya. See, we may not be able to go on Tirat, go here, go there, but we can find some learned person somewhere where we are, and with body, speech and mind, worship. And great punya karma. Of course, this is not the only punya karma. So many punya karmas are there. And in nowadays, in modern society and all, people say, look, I don't know all about religion and satsang and this and that, but you know, I go down the road and I help people in, you know, the poor houses where they feed people and all, I do some seva there. How about that? Does it work? Well, great, it works wonderfully. Punya karma can take so many different forms. And this belongs to a certain period in time when this was available. Sometimes you're living in a place and time where you cannot find a noble, pious brahmana to feed or to do some seva. Then what you do? Do seva for society. Considering everything to be Ramo. Sanukulatehi paramuni deva jotaji kapat karai dvija seva. So the person who cast out all deceits and fraud and all hypocrisy and all that, and he serves the brahmanas, that person is loved by all the sages and on the gods also. Gods and the sages, they also turn favorable to that person who does seva to the lotus feet of brahmanas. And I told you, it represents a class of, a whole class of punya karma. Then, you know, in Sundar Kanda and in Lanka Kanda also, Bhagwan Rama told a most wonderful thing. Let me back up a little bit and tell you about Tulsidas Ji's period in history. Tulsidas Ji encountered a time in history when there was Hinduism was just coming out of the struggle between Vaishnavite and Shaivites. All religions have gone through this. You know, today in the world, so many religions are still going through in very severe ways. Like in Islam today, Shaivite and Shiite and Sunni, they are killing each other still so badly everywhere. Praying to the same God, same Quran, but killing each other. And this also happened in Christianity for a long time. Long, long time. And they killed so many people within the same religion. So much so that today Christianity has so many broken denominations. You know how many? 37,000. It broke up so badly. So we also went through this rough period in history, but not so severe like these others, huh? But there was this bickering and competition and, you know, verbal fighting and, no, our Lord Shiva is better than your Lord Vishnu. No, our Lord Vishnu is better than your Lord Shiva. So Vaishnavites and Shaivites. Huh? So Tulsidas Ji actually put the last nail in the coffin for that type of struggle, really, by this Ramcharitmanas. After this, that was not known in India again. Huh? If it is there, you know, some children prattle sometimes and all like that. But this Ramcharitmanas was the last nail in that coffin. Finished that debate about why? Because in Tulsi Ramayana, Tulsidas Ji did a magic. What is that? He makes Bhagavan Sri Ram, who is incarnation of Vishnu. Rama is incarnation of Vishnu. He makes Bhagavan Sri Ram, Bhagavan Sri Ram's Ishta Devata as Lord Shiva. And he makes Lord Shiva Ishta Devata as Rama. So both of them worship each other now. And he makes them say about each other, if you do not love Lord Shiva, you cannot come to me. That's what he's telling. Rama is telling. And you cannot ever reach me without loving Lord Shiva. This is told in this Doha.
Sharanam.
that is old style Trinidad Ramayana. Many of those old UP styles are still there, existing in Trinidad. Just now I'll sing some more for you, you'll see. There's a difference. One more secret, let me tell you. He says, Sabahika ho, Karajuri. I speak to all of you, putting my hands together, and I am telling you, all of you, this thing. It means with humility, I'm telling all of you, people of Ayodhya, Sankara Bhajana Bina, Nara Bhagati Na Pavai Muri. Now that person, human being, without having devotion for Lord Shiva, could never reach me, could never attain to my state. So, if you ever had any trace of superiority in your Vaishnavite tradition, well, you better start removing it now. If you have any superiority complex at all, feeling that Vaishnavism is better than Shaivism, it will not work. You have to go and now worship Lord Shiva, then only you can come to me. And Lord Shiva says the same thing about Ram. So anybody who is on either side, they will have to think twice about flexing any Vaishnavite muscles or Shaivite muscles. People like to share. No. He tells, what difficulty is there in the path of bhakti? There is no difficulty, it is so easy. Bhakti is like taking candy from a baby. So simple it is. Then he asked that question. Shri Ram Jay Ram Jay Jay Ram Shri Ram Jay Ram Ram Jay Ram Jay Jay Rama Shri Ram Jay Ram Jay Jay Kahu Bhagati Pat Kavan Prayasa Jog Namak Tap Upavasa Kahu Bhagati Path Kavan Prayasa Jog Namak Jap Tap Upavasa Shri Ram Jay Ram Jay Jay Ram Shri Ram Jay Ram Jay Jay Ram Kahu, he says, tell. You know, sometimes we say, okay, tell. Like that. Kahu, tell. Bhagati path, on the path of devotion, kavana prayasa, what difficulty or what hardship is there? Oh, how much effort you have to put? No effort, he means to say. What effort is there? What difficulty is there? What problem is there on the path of bhakti? Nothing. See, so easy. Na yoga. You don't have to do any yoga on path of bhakti. Oh, really, Swami? Why didn't you tell before? No yoga is required. Na yoga. Na makha. Makha means yajna. Yajna, you know, Om Indraya Swaha Idana Mama, Om Indraya. Like, Om Agnaya Swaha Idana Mama, you know. You have to, all this nice food you're seeing in front of you, and you have to put it there, in that fire also. Namakha. Indraya Swaha. One man got a laddu and put it in his mouth and said, aha. Namakha means no yajna is required. It means all this havan, homa, that kind of thing. Huh? In path of bhakti, not required. You may or you may not do, but not required. Na yoga, namakha. Na japa. Na japa? No japa also? See, it is told from two point of view. One is, the part of bhakti, all that is required is the pulling of our wrongful investment of love and rightful investment of that love. What is the meaning? Right now, we have our love invested in all sorts of worldly things. You know, I love this and I love that and I love so many things in this world. And all my love is invested everywhere. The wrong investment. You will lose all your investment. So we have to pull all that love and invest it in Bhagavan. So if I am doing that, then what do you need for japa and all? I love Bhagavan only. I love nothing else in this world. Then there is no need for japa. So one more point of view, it is told in japa also, there are so many rules of japa, you know. What are the rules of japa? See, you have to take some sankalpa. And you say, you know, sometimes like, for example, let us say, panchakshara mantra, the five syllables, Om Namah Shivaya, right? Or whatever mantra you're chanting, you have to count the number of syllables in that thing. And then for each syllable in that, you're supposed to do like 1 lakh or something. Malas. Or if not mala, at least name. So 5 lakh for just for Om Namah Shivaya. Thank God I have a short mantra. Some people say, yeah? So you're supposed to do all those rules and all. It means to say in Bhakti Mark, all of those rules and all, they're not required and all. You just sit down and you do, you know, a mala also. For a bhakta, you don't have to follow all the rules of japa. Because that has its own rules by itself. That is a feel, a path all by itself. Tapa. In japa, in the bhakti, no need for all of this tapa. You know, burn. Tapa means to burn. You don't have to burn. That's why he said in the beginning, sukha khani. From the beginning to the end of bhakti, is just joy, joy, joy. Ras only. Bhakti is like going direct to the Lord immediately. Not doing this or doing that so that eventually you will reach to the Lord. No. I feel Bhagwan in me here and now. And I invest all my love in Bhagwan here and now. And enjoy. Like the person who goes into the mango orchard and he says, this is this variety of mango, this is that variety of mangoes. See the leaves in this one longer, leaves in that one shorter, the trees are taller. So he looks at all the different biological specifications and this and that. The other man goes into the field and he eats mangoes. Go straight and just eat mangoes. Yeah. It's sukha khani. So here, there is no tapa, no difficulty and suffering and all austerities and pain for the body and this and that, nothing. Just enjoyment only. No upavas. Upavas means there is no need for any fasting and this and all the other things that we do in the path of devotion. Path of devotion only requires one thing. Investment of love in the Lord. I love Bhagwan and nothing else. Otherwise, we are very good at making bad investments and we lose all our money. Because money means currency of love. We lose it. Because what happens? See, I love this thing, right? And one day this thing will go. Isn't it? If this doesn't go, I will go. But somebody will go. Right? My investment was wasted. I love this, love that, and it goes away. Amazing thing. Not only that, today I love this, tomorrow I love that. How this world is. So, in this part of devotion, no upavas, no all of this fasting and all of these things, just love. Now see, now this is page number 45. He continues to tell what all the requirements on the path of bhakti, and it is very simple. Now one more thing before I continue, I must tell you. You know, in every product, there is an advertisement, and the advertisement makes the thing look very easy and very nice and very attractive and all of that. Huh? So you have to be careful also. Don't think I will just come there. See, I was not doing anything. And then I just suddenly come and Bhagwan, I love you. And everything turns around now from that day. Oh, you go on looking now. Nothing is turning. What is this? But I told him I love him. It just wouldn't happen like that also. Eh? If you think that will happen like that, that is foolhardy also. Because see, when we say, you have to think that included in that also is so much of prayas, so much of effort that you also have to put. For example, I just said that we have our love invested in this, so many things. Our love is invested everywhere. Are even to pull our love from one of those things and put it in a ram is so difficult. Huh? So, if we can just do it, pull our love and invest it in the Lord, then it is very good. But just to pull our love from the things which we love, invest from one thing, I tell you. And not so. So don't think that it is that easy. And it requires no effort at all and all that. It requires effort. It's just that it means to say anybody can do it. Now, like Gyan Marg, for instance, I tell you, if you don't go and study all of these philosophical principles for many, many years and all, Gyan Marg, you will not survive. Huh? One student in Keno Upanishad, after the guru has finished teaching Upanishad, that's the student with his mouth open. Guruji, when will you start teaching Upanishad? Upanishad over. And he's asking, when you will start teaching? There are three types of people in the world. You know, one type, they make things happen. Second type, they watch things happen. And third type, they ask, what happened? They don't even know that it happened. So, in Gyan Marg, he has a whole philosophical understanding is a must. But that's what he means to say in this Bhakti Marg. You don't have to have any philosophical understanding and all, you know. Just tell you, you love this thing? Okay, now pull that love and invest it in Bhagavan. But I'm saying there are so many things which we love. To pull all of that itself is a difficult. But anybody can do if the person puts his mind. Now, see, other requirements of Bhakti. Shri Ram Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram. I left out one. Ah, yes, yes, sorry. I turned two pages there in one. Oh, yes, requirement for bhakti. Same all in one passage only. Saral subhavana man kutilai. Jathala. Saral Subhavana Mana Kutilai. What a nice line it is. For the path of bhakti. Hmm? You are just telling, what is there so difficult in this bhakti? Nothing, he means to say. What is so hard for you to practice? All you have to do, Saral Subhavana Mana Kutilai means Saral Subhav means Swabhav. Subhav is Swabhav. In Awadhi and Hindi, whatever is difficult to say in Sanskrit, you just simplify it. That is all. This is so hard. Swabhav. Difficult to say. Kripa. Kripa. Difficult to say. Kripa. Kripa is so difficult to say. No? Swabhav. The conjunct consonant is there. Suhav. Suhav is so easy. So sarala subhava means simple nature. See, one of the first requirement Bhagwan lists for bhakti is what? Simple nature. Say very, very simple, sarala subhava. Simple, you know, we should do? Simple, we should just be in simple in our speech, simple in our dress, and simple in our food. If we are simple in those three things, everything will be simple. Simple, straightforward. Right? In speech and dress and food and all. Best food is simple food. Human beings don't like simple food. We like complex food. And then when we develop many complexities with complex food. Eh? And we like complex things, I tell you. Very amazing creature. And speech also. Oh. One judge is asking a fellow, did you enter that house on... Did you enter that house at 5 p.m.? That man said, Your Honor, on or about that time? I tell yes or no, no. On or about that time. Did you steal that $500 more or less? That judge got fed up. He told that policeman, put him in jail. Then he asked the judge, Your Honor, when will you release me? He said, sooner or later. Because the language is a very simple one. Just answer also simply. But complexities we like. So keep speech very simple. Keep clothing very simple. And keep food very simple. We'll be simple. Sarala subhava. And one other meaning of sarala subhava means humility. That's second meaning. Sarala subhava means humility. You should be humble by nature. No, we should not think that we are humble also. That is another problem. I humbly ask you. Have you heard people saying like that? In all humility, I ask. A person who is really humble doesn't even know that he is. If he knows, that means, oh. So, very humble, simple, like that. Unassuming. Because let me tell you something. In any case, this world is not controlled by you. Let the world be what it is. Who is controlling this world? We did not make anything. We are not controlling anything in this world. Let it be as it is. So, sarala subhava. Namana kutilai. Kutilai means dementations of the mind. You know, all warped thinking and evil intent and all sorts of things like that in the mind. Kutilta. So that mind should be devoid of a crookedness. Guruji's translation there. Crookedness in the mind. Kutia jante hai kutia? Kutia kya hai, no? Kutia is you know, like Acharya's kutia or that some kutia. Kutia kya hai? Jahan pe kutilta nasht hota hai, kutia. Like that. It means to say that I should stay in seclusion by myself in some corner or my little puja room, something, and I remove all the crookedness from my mind. Only when I think and I reflect and I know that there is some crookedness, then only I can remove. Otherwise, we live our life without knowing. This is some crooked habit I have, you know. Crookedness in my mind or something. You have to first find it out. Jatha labha santosha sadai. Jatha labha santosha sadai means always be contented with what comes. Whatever comes in life, be contented with that thing. He means to say, accept whatever comes in life with prasada buddhi. That is the idea. It has come from Bhagwan. It has come from, and listen, it can only come because I myself did some karma in the past. Whether it's good or bad, it comes only because I did some karma. Based on that karma, it has come. Now, why are you worried? Oh, why are you angry? It has come. But it's only your thing has come. Your karma only has come, na? So we should not get angry. Wait. Okay, Prabhu. It's all according to your wish, your karma phala data. You are giving me now the results of my karma. Mura dasa kahai nara asa. How can a person kahi tau kahu kaha biswasa? See, how can a person call himself my devotee when he has reliance on somebody else or some other thing in this world? So this is a very strong statement by Bhagavan Rama. Very, very strong. You see, we are devotees every day. We are chanting, singing, this, that, reading, studying and all. But still we have all our reliance and all our, you know, it's like in assurance and insurance in something else. We think that this thing will save me, that thing will save me. Yeah. That is an amazing thing. You know, in the villages, in India, in Trinidad also. I in India, not so much I have seen, but in Trinidad, very common. In the villages and all, on the little towns and all, there'll be somebody in the village who can do, you know, some sort of, they use some sort of mantra if that person is sick or something, and they sweep them like this. Have you seen that? We call jharna. Like that. And they sweep them, and they people have faith and all, and the disease will go away and all that kind of thing. So he is doing that for everybody in the village. Even the scorpions think that man, he comes. That's why, jhare we call. He jhare is that fellow. And the scorpion poison also goes away and all. And when this man gets ill, he goes to the doctor. So he has no faith in what he is doing. Quickly, he runs to the doctor. So, we cannot have, say, I have love for Bhagwan and then have faith in something else. We have faith in Bhagwan, we have faith in Bhagwan only. Like that. Bahuta kahau ka katha barai. Now, already I've told so much. What more is there to say? Now, I'll just go, I'll cut to the chase, as they say. Right? What is that? Ehiya charana basya mai bhai. By this conduct, I am won over. The Lord is won over by this conduct. Which conduct? Now we'll tell in the next verse. It means to say, in this Ramcharitmanas also, very, very, very clearly Tulsidas ji has written and comes through the lips of Ram, it comes through the lips of all the great devotees in Ramayana, that what? By our devotion, we can bring the Lord under our control also. By strong, and you know, I'll tell you, it is demonstrated in Ramayana so many times. Bhagwan Shri Ram came to give moksha and darshan and moksha to Kevat. And Tulsidasji puts a note there. Look at this. That Lord who is able to cover this entire universe in one footstep as Vaman avatar, in Vaman avatar, you know, the whole earth in one footstep he is able to cover. He comes to beg from Kevat for a boat to cross this little Ganga. Why? It is only because of the devotion of Kevat. His devotion was so powerful that devotion brings the Lord under his control. I know what he tells. Bhagavan said, please give me your boat. Kevat said no. He told no also. Lakshman got angry and he wanted to kill this Kevat, you know. Kevat says, if only you tell me to wash your feet, you request of me, I'm not asking you, please, Prabhu, may I wash your feet? Kevat never asked, may I wash your feet? So you tell me to wash your feet first. When you have told me and I have washed it, then only I'll allow you to come in my boat. And Bhagavan smiled and said, what to do? He came under the control of this Kevat. Shabari also, Bhagavan took a vow that I will not go to anybody's house. Therefore, when he has to go to the palace to coronate that Sugriva, he sent Lakshmana. He never went. He took a vow while leaving Ayodhya, I will not go to anybody's house. And you see, spasht roop se Tulsidashi likhte hai ki, Shabari dekhi Ram griha aaye. This Shabari saw, Rama came to her house. Rama came to Shabari's house. He went against his word also because he's under the control of this devotee. So in Ramayana, many, many instances where the Lord comes under the control of that devotee who has true love for him, unflinching, ananya bhakti, that devotion that is exclusive to Bhagavan. So that person comes under, and that Lord comes under that person's control. So now he tells how to develop that devotion. See here. Mm-hmm. Bairin abhigraha asana trasa. Abhigraha, the person has no enmity. He has no enmity with anybody or anything. See, not only enmity with people we have enmity with so many things in this world, you know. Enmity means, sometimes even the elements become our enemies, I tell you. When a person is really angry, he can get angry with anything. Huh? So no, bad, no, na bad. No enmity with anybody or anything in this world. Abhigraha. Navigraha means no quarrel. No. In verses like this, you have to see that na will go with everything there. Na will act on both sides. It's called a kakakshi gola. Kakakshi gola in Sanskrit means the na is in the middle and it acts on this side and this side. Kakakshi gola, you know? As somebody once, long time ago, he saw a crow. And the crow has one eye on this side and one eye on this side. So the person stood on this side and looked at his eye. And then he went on the other side and looked at this eye. And then a thought occurred to him. Maybe it is the same eye from this side came on this side. See what all observation and all some Sanskrit idiom comes because of that. No. Because when you are standing on this side, you're only seeing this eye. And when you're standing on this side, you only see this eye. How can you tell whether it is the same eye that has come on this side? So one eye acting on both sides. So the na is in the middle. Na bair. Na vigraha. Like that. A vigraha. So no enmity. No quarrel also with anybody. Na asa na trasa. Asa means expectations, hopes, desires, cravings, longing. You know, I want this. I'll get that. And go on planning. And when I get this, I'll do that. And in all that, where is Bhagwan? Forget Bhagwan. See? What he has to say? Let it be there. I love my Bhagwan. If he wants me to have this, he'll send it. What is there? It doesn't mean you don't do your duty. And whatever your duty is, you're supposed to do that thing. Na trasa. Trasa means fear. No fear for anything in this world. Let me tell you something. If anybody has any love, devotion, belief, vishwas, shraddha in Bhagwan, he could never have fear. Fear is a sign that I have no vishwas in Bhagwan. That is a sign itself. I'm afraid of this and I'm afraid of that. Because why? The Lord is the master and the controller of this universe. So whatever he'll do with the universe, he'll do it is according to his whim and fancy. You know, whatever, and I'm part of the universe. Whatever he'll do with me also, let him do. So if I have that faith in the Lord, then I will never be afraid of what he'll do next. I know that what he'll do for the best. Jo hoga, so acha. Hoga. That will happen for the best only. Sukhamayata hisada sabha. Asa. He is all the time contented, happy, sukhamaya. Then we should always be like that. Remain happy. Whatever happens, let it happen. The sky falls down, let it fall. But you brought it down or what? Or you could take it back up. Always remain happy because we are not in control of this world. Sukhamaya. Sukhamaya means all the time be happy. Let happiness keep a bright smile also. Not this downward curve. You want a upward curve. Let whatever happens, happen. Otherwise, all the time. One lady is asking her friend, "Do you wake up grumpy in the morning?" She said, "No, I let him sleep." Otherwise, some people come out in the world after they, you know, leave their house and come out outside, looking always grumpy. No grumpy faces all the time. Sukhamaya, sada. Anarambha. Anarambha means not from today. Take a vow. I am not going to begin or engage in any more selfish things. From today, I am going to engage. See, apart from my duty. Whatever duty I'm doing, I have to do that. But otherwise, we engage in so many other more selfish things. Like, for example, you could spend your weekend coming here and doing seva. Or you can spend your weekend, you go and you play golf and you entertain only yourself. Which is more selfish? The one, the meaning of anarambha is, I'm not going to initiate in my life from today any selfish activity. If I'm going to initiate anything new, it is going to be something selfless. That is the idea. Anarambha. Aniketa. This word appears again and again everywhere. These words are coming from the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Tulsi Ramayana, Ramcharitmanas, is a commentary on Bhagavad Gita. So many of these words here are taken directly from 12th chapter. Santushta, Satatam Yogi, Yatatma, Dhrira Nishchayaha, and all. So here Santushta, we just saw the idea coming from 12th chapter. Here, Aniketa, Sthiramatihi, Bhaktiman, Me. Priyonaraha, like that. So Aniketa word is coming here. Aniketa comes so many sadhana panchakam. Aniketa comes in Bhagavatam. So many places. Aniketa, Aniketa. Aniketa means homeless. Oh, homeless. So then we should become homeless. Devotee is homeless. It means, and this is a very, very, very powerful word, and it keeps appearing again and again because it is pointing at a very, very strong attachment which all human beings have, and we don't notice that we have it. Let me tell you something. You are only waiting for this camp to get over tomorrow at 12 o'clock so that you can go where? Oh. We are, you know, have you seen a bullock tied to a tree with a long rope? And it roams everywhere, but it is always tied to that tree. In the very same way, we are tied to our home. If you go to Paris, or you go to India, or you go to Argentina, or wherever you go, your mind is tied to home. It's the strongest tie we have in terms of material things. Home. This home idea really plagues our mind. We have not learned to just be here. I say, but Bhagwan is just as much here as he is anywhere. I am fine. Can we do? See how this is a frightening thing actually. I'll stay right here. What about food? If Bhagwan wants me to have food, I will have. That state we should be able to reach. So it starts with becoming aniketa. That means I should give up that strong attachment to home. Otherwise, we all have such... I'm not telling give up home now and do that. You have family to take care. You have, you know, things to do there. You have to go and do it. I'm saying that state of mind should be reached. That suppose I'm stuck somewhere in some airport. I'm stuck somewhere in some other country. Then we start panicking. What will happen? Oh, you gotta catch a fit. I'm okay. I'm good. What if you don't? You can never go back home. Swamiji, don't tell now. It's a frightening thing. But we should develop that sthiti, that state, where if I have no opportunity to go back home, I'm okay here. That is the meaning of aniketa. That state of mind. Sthiram, there's sthiramati, amani. Amani means without man, abhiman. Abhiman everybody knows so well. Without man, ego, feeling of ego. I am so great, I am this, I am that. Without me, the world will not go. Everything is revolves around me. Suddenly he becomes member of Surya dynasty. Everything revolves around anaga. Anaga means sinless. Sinless means, actually, we have to sit down and look at all the things. Let me tell you one more thing about sinless. You know, in Western religion, Western philosophy, Western thought, Western thinking and literature and all that, there are two lists, right? One list, Devi Sampat. One list, Asuri Sampat, right? So we feel that Those are the only, you see, these are the don'ts and these are the do's. And we should, if I am engaging in any of the do's, then I'm not doing any sin. If I'm engaging in any of the don'ts, then only I'm engaging in sin. But papa, sin, agha, agha is sin in Sanskrit. Papa, agha and papa, they are synonyms. If a person is doing anything which takes him away from Bhagwan, that thing may be totally legal, totally moral also. But if it is taking him away from Bhagwan, right there sin starts in Hinduism. Anything that takes me away from God. Like, for example, playing cards. Is sin? No, the law allows it. It's not immoral also. But are why you're wasting time when you can be thinking about Bhagwan. Unless you have Bhagwan on the cards. And you're playing a game that reminds you of Bhagwan. But that, your mind is taken up in only, I'll win him. Yeah. So then it is considered sin. Papa is a broad category of things in Hinduism. Arosha means without anger. Without anger. A true devotee of mine is without anger. He never gets angry. He always understands that whatever has happened, it is the dispensation of Bhagwan. Arosha. Dacha. Dacha means attentive. That is the best meaning of dacha. There's so many meanings of dacha. One means attentive, alert, vigilant, awake. Especially in satsang. No sleeping. Sometimes half the satsang is only over. And one man was telling, Swamiji, you know, because in satsang he's sleeping. Swamiji, at the end of your satsang, there's a great awakening. Because all satsang was dachan means no, attentiveness, alertness, vigilance. Dacha, vijnani, wise. There are two types of people in the world, those who are wise and those who are otherwise. Wisdom means whatever knowledge we have, that knowledge should become applicable. Now, there are still many verses. Okay, the teaching really ends with the Doha. With the Doha number 46. After that is just commentary only. So we'll chant the Chaupai on 48 and then 49 Doha. Preeti sadasa jana sankhara gatrin sama vishaya svarga apavarga. Look, we should be on tenterhooks. Tenterhooks means I should be looking out every moment on edge, waiting for an opportunity to have satsang with some sadhu, some saint, some like that. Or any opportunity to have satsang. I have so much love waiting in the wings for opportunity. So much love for that sadhu and for satsang. Trina sama vishaya swarga pavarga. And swarga means heaven. Swarga is a rough translation of swarga, you know. It's not exactly the same thing. But heaven, swarga, and apavarga. Apavarga means moksha. You know, there are different types of moksha. Salokya moksha, sarupya moksha, samipya moksha, sayujya moksha. So all this moksha and all, they should be, and heaven and all, should be considered just trinasama, like a blade of grass, worth nothing. In love for Bhagwan, nothing else is worth anything. That is the idea. In my love for Prabhu, and nothing is worth anything in this world for me. Whether it is moksha also. This is bhakti marga. In bhakti marga, bhaktas do not want moksha also. Dharmana artana kam ruchi gahi chata chahi. What is that? Gati chahi na nirvan. I don't want nirvan also. What I want? Janama janama rati rama pada. Yeh varadana na an. One boon only. Grant me one. Birth after birth. Let me have love for the feet of Ram, Bharat tells in Ayodhya Kand. Like this, only one thing. No moksha. Leave moksha, no. Then moksha what? I disappear. I don't have an opportunity to love Bhagwan. Like a drop of water disappears in the ocean. Now how will you love the ocean? No, nobody to love anything. She said, I'll remain as a drop. And I will love this ocean as long as I live. This is Bhakti Mar. Bhagati Pachahata. Firm abidance on the path of or steadfastness on the path of bhakti and nahi satatai, and not to, getting into all sorts of the wiles and cunning arguments and all sorts of, you know, dushtatarka. And satatai means cunningness, smartness, you know, shrewdness, outsmart the other person. And one thief was coming and he saw a little boy standing, sitting by a well, crying. The thief had just, you know, got his bundle of stolen things and he was coming and he saw the little boy crying by the side of the well. So, he, what happened, little boy? Why are you crying? Oh, my mother allowed me today for the first time to wear my gold chain. She allowed. And I just came here and I was looking at my reflection in this well and that chain fell out. You know, when a thief hears that, his antennas go up, you know. Oh, really? Don't worry. Don't cry. I'll fetch it for you. Please watch over this little bag here for me. And he kept the little bag and thief dived into that well. He looked and looked and looked and there was no gold chain. And when he came out, there was no bag and no boy also. See, he's a big thief also. But he's outsmarted by a little boy. So, That is called satatai. So, that cunningness, slyness, shrewdness, that kind of thing. So, nahi satatai. When in bhakti marg, it should be just, and that's why he said simple nature first to begin with. Saral subhav namana kutilai. Simple nature. If that simple nature is there, this cunningness cannot be there in the personality. Dushta tarka sabaduri bhai. And all these perverse arguments. Dushta tarka. Perverse arguments. Duri bhai. Avoid all such thing. Keep them far away. I'm not going to argue any of this thing. Mama guna grama nama rata. Who revels. That is a devotee who revels in my traits and qualities. My gunas. Or my glories. Who revels in all of this. And nama rata. And enjoys singing and chanting my name. Rama, Rama, Ram. Gata mamata madamoha. And gone beyond minus and arrogance. And delusions. The devotee is one. Now, if you notice, all of these things are then jnana marga also, isn't it? So that's why I was telling you, the advertisement is very good. The commercial is very good, but you have to put the same effort. The world is like that. The world is like that. What is that? See, anything we want in this world, that thing has its quota of self-effort. Some people may put the effort from that direction. Some may put from this direction. But in the end, it amounts to... You see, you're going up to Vaishnav Devi. So there's one road going straight like this. Up the side. And then there's another road which is winding. And going up like this. Now, which one will have more effort? Both same. This one, the effort is spread over a greater distance. And this one... Oh, Bapa Re, every 10 feet you have to stop. And this one you keep going. But in the end, if you count the effort, it amounts to same only. So Some can go like this, and some have to go like that. So you see, in this path also, one has to go beyond mamata, myness. Go beyond mother, arrogance. Go beyond moha, all delusions. Takara sukha soi janai parananda sandoha. That person has become dear to the Lord. Who only understands this joy of self. Takara sukha soi janai parananda sandoha. The one who comes close to the Lord, only he understands this bliss of being one with the Lord. And the one who doesn't come close, he will never understand. Sunata sudha sama bachana rama ke gahe savani pada kripani dhana ke. All of them listening to this nectar-like words of Bhagwan Sri Ram all fell on his feet. They all fell on the feet of the Lord, did prostrations. And they praised the Lord profusely. And then what? All went home. Story finished. These are all verses of praise only. The teaching is finished in that doha there. So they all did prostration to Bhagwan Sri Ram and they praised him. Prabhu, there is nobody in this world who is greater. Janani janaka guru bandhu hamare. Whether mother, father, friend, guru, nobody in this world. Kripani dhan pranate pyare. Who loves us like our own life, like you love us. Nobody in this world. Tanu danu dham ram hitakari. Sabavidhi tum pranatarati hari. You are the one who removes all the sorrows of those who surrender to you. And you are all things to us. Our body, our wealth, our home. Ram is everything to us. Hitakari, one who, the benefactor of all people in the world. Asisikha tum binu dei nakoi. Without you, who would have taught us all this? Without the Lord, who would have taught all of these things to us? Matupitu swarata rata. Oh. Even mother, father, everybody in this world, they all act only selfishly. You're the only one in this world who act selflessly. Prabhu Shri Ram. Pura Jana Gita. Over. Sunahu sakala. Pura Jana Mama Bani. Kau na kachu mama ta ura. Ani, that is first verse. Okay. Now I have taken 10 minutes more. I don't know what is your next program. But if it is eating, eat fast. All right. So now we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6. Meditation. So, announcement? Arti.
Arati Shri Ramayan Ji Ki Kirati Kalita Lalita Siyapi Arati Shri Ramayan Kirati kalita lalita siyapi Davat brahmadik muni narad Balmik vijnan visarad Sukhasan kadi sesh arusarad Parni pavan sut kirati Gavat Beda Puran Ashtadas Chau Sastra Sav Granthan Koras Munijan Dhan Santan Ko Sarvas Sar Ams Sammat Savahi Gavat Santat Sambhu Bhavani Sambhava Muni Vijnani Vyasa Adi Kavi Varjab Thani Gagavu Shundi Garud Kehi Kalimal Harani Vishaya Rasa Phiki सुभग सिंगार मुक्ति जुबती जलन रोग भव मूरियमी की जात मात सब दिधि तुलसी की आरती श्री रामायण जी की कीरती कलित ललित सियती आरती आरती श्री चिन्मय सद्गुरु की दिव्य रूप मूर्ति करुणा की आरती सद्गुरु की कर्णों में उन्ने के शांति समाए शरणागति की भ्रांति मिटाए पाप ताप संताप हरण की आरती श्री चिन्मय आरती सा